Some little packet.
Yeast.
Okay. And what do you call the inside part of an egg?
The yolk.
Okay. And what color is that?
It's yellow there.
Okay.
Yolk, yeah.
And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Crumbled.
Okay. And what if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water?
We call them portage that way. Yeah, if you broke them, put them in the water.
Okay. What do you call salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
I call it bacon.
Okay. What if it has no lean in it at all?
I just call it fat meat.
Okay. What if it had a lot of lean in it?
Well, that'd be called a ham or a loin or something like a ham or the loin horn.
Okay. When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
The side meat.
Okay. And the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
I don't buy his meat. That's a hide, but I can't afford it. I wouldn't know what you'd call it unless it be side meat.
Okay. And the outside part of the bacon, what do you call that?
The skin.
Okay. And this is something that you have. You fry it with eggs. It's sliced real thin. It's the kind of pork that you'd have with eggs.
What do you call it? Pork, I guess, or something like that.
Okay. What about the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
I don't know. I never bought none of that kind.
Okay. What else can you make, say you butcher a hog and you take some of the trimmings and slice it up and grind it.
Make sausage out of it.
Okay. And what do you call the person who sells meat?
What do you call a butcher or something like that?
And if meat's been kept too long, you say that the meat is done what?
Spoiled, I guess, if it's been cooked too long.
And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Souse.
Okay. And what do you call a dish made by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Well, I don't. I've seen hash made.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard of anything made out of hog blood?
No, I never did.
Okay. If you had kept butter too long and it didn't taste good, how would you describe that? You'd say
well,
the butter was...
Well, it was too old. I just threw it out and wouldn't call it nothing. I'll just tell them it's right.
Okay. What do you call thick, sour milk?
We call it buttermilk.
Okay, but if it hadn't been churned?
Powdered milk.
Okay. And a kind of cheese that you make from this?
Well, I don't know. I never do buy no cheese. And I don't fool with them at all.
Okay. And the first thing you do after milking, you have to...
Strain the milk.
Okay. And this is something like a fruit pie, except it's got several layers of fruit and pastry.
It's called a cake, mm-hmm.
Now, it's like more like a pie.
Yeah.
Like you put some of the pastry, some of the dough, mm-hmm. down at the bottom, then you put in some apples, maybe. Put some more of the dough in, get some more apples.
I just always call them pies.
Okay. And somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. Would you use another word for food?
No,
what about the word victuals?
Well, yeah, victuals, I could do, I could say that.
Okay, what do you call milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie?